It was midnight, and the teddy bear was rowing his boat across the lake. The oars, as they dipped into the water, glistened in the full moonlight that shone all across the lake. The teddy bear narrowed his eyes and pulled on the oars and strained as the boat made its way steadily through the water towards an island that was right there in the middle of the lake. And as he got closer, he could see, looking over his shoulder, that the lamps were already being lit for him. As he got closer, he could hear the shouts, the excited shouts of people waiting on the shore to greet him. And as he approached the island, he could see them all, his friends, all waiting for him, his wife waiting for him, his daughters, his sons. And as he approached, all the guards and all the soldiers said, "Hail to the king! Hail to the king!" And he stepped out of the boat, and a crown was placed on his head, and everybody cheered, "The king has returned!" And they all went inside to the palace, and there, in a magnificent banqueting hall, there was a feast the like of which we can only imagine. And after the feast was finished, the tables were cleared away, and guests came onto the dance floor and danced and danced. Cats and dogs played in the band, and the music was fast and furious. And all the teddy bear guests, why, they whirled about and whirled about and danced until they were exhausted. Until the dawn was just beginning to break outside, why, then the guests decided it was time to go home. Until there were just a few of them left. Until the band had packed up their instruments and were taking themselves off to bed too. And in amongst all of this clearing up, the teddy bear, he walked sadly away from the palace. He walked to the coast. And there, along the cliff edge, he walked and he walked, and he watched the sun rising over the water. And at last, when the morning had truly broken, he went back to his chamberlain, and he took off his crown and he handed it to the chamberlain. And he took off his fine robes and he handed them to the chamberlain. And the teddy bear just went to his boat that was still there, resting on the beach, and he pushed it out onto the water. He got inside, and he started to row and row. And now the oars were glinting with sunlight. Now the oars were glinting with sunlight. Until at last he arrived back on the opposite side of the lake, and there clambered out of the boat, and ran, hell for leather, quick as he could, dodging the cats and dodging the dogs that lived in that neighbourhood. He scampered right into the house and right up the stairs and snuck into the bed where you were still sleeping. And as you awoke, as the sunlight poured into the room and woke you up, you looked down at the teddy bear and you said, "Ah, did you have a nice night?" And the teddy bear looked back at you and said nothing.